This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we are going to do a pair of labor market stories in the bottom half of the program today. One here, one from overseas, both on the common theme of the completely foreseeable perils of historically low unemployment. In this country, as we learned on Friday, the jobless rate is 3.7%, the lowest in almost 50 years. Employers are having a tough time finding people, and that includes the federal government. The Census Bureau says it needs to hire hundreds of thousands of temporary workers for the 2020 census, which is going to be here before you know it. And it's not going to be as easy making those hires as it was last time round. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
10 years ago, David McLemore had just gotten laid off from a decades-long job as a newspaper reporter in San Antonio, Texas. Unemployment was high, and
there were not many jobs at all.
He spotted a sign at his unemployment office and, along with nearly 4 million other Americans, applied for a job as a temp worker around the time of the 2010 census.
There was a big demand for the work. There just weren't any that many jobs available.
10 years later, the census is reaching out again for field workers and others to help gather information. But it may be hard because the economy is in much better shape. The national unemployment rate has been low and fewer people are out of work. The census is already making videos to explain what it does.
Each decade, residents of the United States are asked to participate in...
And says it's planning to do extensive outreach by partnering with local organizations to publicize job availability, putting out public service announcements, using social media. But Rachel Franklin, a demographer at Brown University, points out today, gig economy jobs out there may pay better or offer more flexibility, like working for ride sharing.
You could be in your own car choosing what hours you work and when you work.
But a tight labor market overall doesn't mean a tight labor market everywhere. Julia Coronado, economist at the University of Texas at Austin, says the economic recovery of the last 10 years has been characterized by growth in urban areas. But in some rural spots,
they might have an easier time attracting the workers than in urban areas.
And in those rural areas, there are a lot of people to be counted. The census is already posting its county-by-county hourly pay rates for different states, hoping to entice workers with competitive wages. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.